This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Families affected by a fertility clinic disaster gathered over the weekend to mourn their loss. About 950 families lost 4,000 eggs and embryos at a university hospital's fertility clinic in March when a freezer storage tank rose in temperature. Cleveland.com reports about three dozen people held a memorial service at Woodvale Cemetery in Middleburg Heights on Saturday. A memorial bench was unveiled in memory of the lost eggs and embryos. More than half of Summit County drug overdoses from January to March were from Akron. That's according to the report from county health officials. About 400 Summit County residents sought emergency care after overdosing in the first 3 months of the year. The report also shows synthetic opiates have almost entirely replaced heroin in Summit, Portage, Stark, Tuscarawas, and Carroll counties. The Beacon Journal reports dealers are also diluting drugs to avoid overdoses and prison time. More than 700 volunteers took part in the annual cleanup of the Cuyahoga River Valley this weekend. In 28 years, the Kanawe Partners River Sweep has collected more than 600 tons of trash. The annual event aims to clear the way for a park and trail system along the Ohio Canal, running from Cleveland to New Philadelphia. The Cleveland Clinic and the family of a teen with a brain tumor are facing off in court to decide the best course of treatment. The Plain Dealer reports the clinic is recommending chemotherapy for 14-year-old Zara Ali, but her parents are pushing for natural and holistic medicine. Both sides agree the tumor cannot be removed by surgery. A judge has set a hearing for Friday. A drive-by shooting in Akron's Kenmore neighborhood left three people wounded over the weekend. Police say the victims were talking outside a home in the city Saturday evening when they were shot. Officers found a 29-year-old man with a gunshot wound that appears to be non-life-threatening. Police say they later learned a 22-year-old man and a 21-year-old woman had arrived at a hospital with gunshot wounds. They're expected to be okay. No arrests have been made. One of the most celebrated aircraft of World War II will be unveiled after 13 years of restoration. The B-17F Memphis Belle goes on display at the National Museum of the U.S. Air Force in Dayton beginning Thursday. The Memphis Belle was celebrated as the first U.S. Army Air Force's heavy bomber to return to the United States after completing the required 25 missions in Europe. The public opening of the exhibit in World War II Gallery represents more than a dozen years and 55,000 hours of work by staffers and volunteers in the renovation. This is WKSU.